Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thank God it's Friday. Praise God. Heading into the weekend here now. I'm so grateful for you guys for spending 30 minutes of your Friday to join me. We're tuning in now to God's frequency, hence the name of this program, WGOD. I love the truth that God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. And our words today are going to be warnings to see to it that this does not happen to you. The book of Revelation gives us a glimpse of God's grace running out. That there's going to come a time and the point where the grace of God will no longer be extended to a sinful world. Hence, the warnings in the Bible that while it's still today and while you still can, to call on the name of Jesus Christ and to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Receive him as King. Bow the knee to him. Embrace the Son. We even read David write that 1,000 years before his birth. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 7, he says, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish along the way." And the Apostle Paul writes this, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. This is written by the man who's been to the other side. He's been to heaven. He's come back. He told us it's against the law. He said it's not permitted for man to utter. It is against the law, God's law, for Paul to tell you good people what he saw. But this he does tell us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, "We then, as workers together with him," capital H, speaking of Christ, "we then, as workers together with him, we plead with you also that you not receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'I have heard you in an accepted time, and in the day of salvation I have helped you.' Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And I say that to you here today on this Friday, the 12th of September, that behold, today is the day of salvation. I pray it would be for you. These things we're going to look at here in the book of Revelation today, absolutely right. They are horrendous. They are simply horrendous. It's your worst nightmare. A demon coming down out of heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and he opens it up, and the smoke like a furnace, and out of this smoke comes these horrendous-looking demons with, like, this women's hair. I've called this angel hair pasta when I preached this sermon a few years back. What a horrendous sight, like scorpions stinging people. They don't kill anyone. They just sting them and torment them for 5 months. This is the punishment of the grace of God finally running out, where it's no longer extended to people. That's why we read the warnings here in the Bible. Today, if you hear his voice, that's Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. He says, "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will," that is, if you're willing on this Friday, if you are willing to hear his voice, let me encourage you guys today. Maybe you're driving here on your way to drop your kids off. You're on your way to work. You're on your way home. Let me encourage you here today, friend, that today is the day of salvation. God does not want this for you. God's will is that you would be saved, but you have got the free will to make the choice and the decision to receive Jesus Christ That's why the Bible says, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It's your choice. Make this the best Friday you ever could by doing what God says here in his word. Again, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, it says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, so this is the Holy Spirit of the living God talking to you. You want to hear a word from God? Here it is. It even has quotation marks around it. The Holy Spirit of the living God says to you today, on this Friday, the 12th of September, year of our Lord, 2025, he says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion, in that day of trial in the wilderness where your fathers tested me and proved me. They saw my works 40 years. How many years have you seen the works of God? I saw them nigh on 35 years before I finally stopped running and received the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, therefore, I was angry with that generation, and I said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they should not enter my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Make this the best Friday ever. As the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Just like Jesus said, we read it in Mark chapter 10, verse 32. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, him or her, I will confess before my Father which is in heaven. Are you willing to do that here now? Lord Jesus Christ, I confess you. I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today. I call on your name to be saved. I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord, as my Savior. I receive you today. I do not want this part of this hell on earth, but I want to receive your salvation today and deliverance from sin. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen. That's all you need to do. That's why Paul says, I'm worried that you're going to be misled from the simplicity that is in Christ. It's so simple. Your child that's driving with you to school can get it and understand it. I've led many children under 8 years old to Jesus Christ. It's so simple a child can get it. I believe Jesus is Lord, and he's my Lord, and I receive him today. I'm a believer. The Lord said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I pray that that's you today. So as we go through this, yes, you're right. This is a horrendous look. This is a terrible text. It's a horrendous look at what happens to people who reject God's provision of salvation. And that is his Son. His life preserver is his Son, because his Son is the only one that's able. As he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. He also said, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. Peter said, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is only one way. There is only one door. There is only one way for you to escape this coming judgment if you're alive, or to gain entry into heaven if you die today, and that is through God's Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So yes, this is a horrible text, but it doesn't need to be your future. Jesus said in Luke 21:36, pray you'd be counted worthy to escape all of these things that are coming to pass. Now, let's pick it up here. Again, we're in Revelation chapter 9. I invite you guys to church this weekend, this Sunday. My sermon is entitled Press H for Hell. It came to me through looking at a Far Side comic of a man stuck on an elevator with the devil. And the man's got his fingers over elevator buttons, and there's fifth floor, fourth floor, third floor, second floor, first floor, and below first floor, there was an H. And the devil said to the man, press H for both of us. I pray that that would not be your future here coming up. That's my sermon this weekend. Good Lord, how could I end up in this elevator with this devil? What can I do to ensure and prevent that never happens to me? Sunday morning at 10:30, that is my sermon. Love to see you in the house here, 1000 North Banana River Drive, Island Community Church. Look for the service, the sermon on our YouTube channel, same name, Island Community Church. By 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, you'll find that sermon uploaded. Should I live long enough to preach it? I hope so. Now, here we go. We're in Revelation chapter 9. Let's pick it up here in verse 13. Sixth trumpet and the sixth angel. Revelation chapter 9, verse 13. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. So understand, all of this is already planned. Everything is already in place. God has prepared all these things. I like following that phrase, prepared. Will you read it? Jesus is going to prepare a place for you. This is what I was saying at the end of yesterday's program. I love doing that word study on prepare. Jesus has prepared a place for us. John the Baptist was sent to prepare a people for the Lord. God prepared a whole bunch of things for Jonah. He prepared a whale. He prepared a gourd to give him some shade. He prepared a worm that ate the gourd. He prepared an east wind that brought all that back and brought all that about. And now here, God has prepared four angels. Good, evil, I don't know. Maybe this was some of these angels that fell. The Apostle Peter wrote, God did not spare the angels who sinned, but he cast them down to Tartarus, or hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. Maybe that's here. Revelation 9:15, these four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Verse 16, now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. Then he says this, I heard the number of them. Now I believe that this is, as it says, men here, not these angel hair demons. 200 million men on horseback, perhaps. Unless, of course, if a horse here is a symbol for some other traveling vehicle. Remember, understand the symbol, understand the book. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe we don't understand exactly what this is. But 200 million men, I believe. He says horses here. Maybe this is a symbol that maybe this is something John did not understand. And the number is so important here. This 200 million number is so important that somebody had to tell John the number of them. Imagine that. He says, I heard the number. How did that go? Someone must have said to him, psst, psst. Hey, John, by the way, there's 200 million of them. Why would he say that? You know, I read recently, as I prepared for this, that the entire world's population in the year 100 was around 150 million people. I also learned in college that this verse right here, along with chapter 11, which we'll get to here in a few weeks, I learned that this verse right here was one of the great atheist proof texts that they use for years to prove that the Bible was not inspired by God and that it couldn't be trusted and it couldn't be believed because there wasn't 200 million people in the world. This was the proof to all of the God haters, scoffers, agnostics, atheists, and unbelievers that the Bible was not true, because they said, how could they muster up 200 million man army from one place because the world doesn't have 200 million people in it? Lo and behold. And John says, I heard the number of them. Now, I put it to you here today on this Friday that God did this deliberate to ward off all unbelievers, all scoffers, all fence sitters to fall the wrong way off of the fence and to cause all people who do not have faith to fall away from that faith, because you don't even need faith to believe that today. You see, now it's too late. It's too late for faith. It's too late. Once you see it, it's too late. It's too late to have faith that there could be a 200 million man army from China cross over the Euphrates River. It's too late for faith. You got to believe this before it happens. Same way with Jesus Christ. Once you see him, it's too late. Once you see Jesus, it's too late. When he comes back, it's too late. That's why when it comes back, the Bible says everyone's going to look up, they're going to look down, and they're going to wail. Or if you die and leave this world, you're going to find out Jesus was real. Once you see him, it's too late. And for all of the scoffers and unbelievers out here, you see, it's too late now. You went to hell disbelieving God because there wasn't 200 million people in the world. And you said, this is impossible. This is proof that the Bible is not true because of dot, dot, dot. And let me warn you and encourage you, better be careful with that. Let me encourage you to believe God at his word. Believe God at his word. Believe the word of God is true, even if you don't understand it. Remember, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you need to not believe it. Believe God at his word. Jesus said, blessed are those who don't see him and yet believe. Believe God at his word. I have come to the understanding there is nothing that that's nothing that turns his stomach more than unbelief, not believing God at his word. Read what happened in the Old Testament, the people that didn't believe God at his word. There's no worse thing you can do than not believing God at his word. If he said it, I encourage you here today on this Friday to believe it. Regardless of if you understand it, believe God at his word. Believe him at his word that there's going to be a 200 million man army here to cross over to start this battle of Armageddon. Believe God at his word. Believe God at his word that here coming up, that this false prophet's going to have the power to call fire down out of heaven. Believe God at his word that someone other than God's going to have the power and the ability to give life. Because chapter 13 is going to tell us that. He had the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should speak and cause as many as would not worship it to be killed. Don't be deceived. God's not the only one that has the ability to give life here coming up at the end of the age. Believe God at his word. God did this deliberate, I believe, to ward off all unbelievers and cause all people who do not have faith to fall away from that faith. You don't need faith anymore to believe this text. They asked Jesus one day, why do you speak to these people in parables? And he said to them, this is Mark chapter 4, verse 11. He said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables so that seeing they may see and not perceive. Hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. But catch the reason Jesus gave for why he speaks to people in parables. He does it deliberate so that those that don't have faith will go away and fall away. To you, it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to the outsiders, all things come in parables so that seeing they may see and not perceive it, hearing they may hear and not understand it, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Church, and friends out here on the radio today, there is one thing required of you to gain entry into the kingdom of God, and that is faith. Believe God at his word. Faith. Jesus will call you front and center and require it of you to make your own statement of faith. One day, Jesus said this to a potential follower. He said, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, give it to the poor. You will have treasures in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. And there it is, or there it was for that man. Go your way, sell everything you have. Give it to all the Guatemalans and all the Mexicans that are coming across the border. What do? Give it away. Strap your electric chair to that Yugo that you're now driving, which you traded your Mercedes for. Give it all away. Come and follow me. What's it worth to you? What's he worth to you? Now, regarding this man, we read, but he was sad at his word, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You see, this is why this number is in the Bible, to ward off all scoffers, all the agnostics, all of the unbelievers out here. This is why he says, I heard the number of them, so that everyone without faith would fall away from that faith. This is why he speaks in parables, so that those that aren't a part of this faith will say, you know what? This is not for me. I never signed up for this. I don't believe. But all of those that are part of the faith, all of those, I'll call you the elect of God, chosen by God before the foundation of the world, you will believe God at his word. I encourage you today to do just that. Believe God at his word. The Lord Jesus tells us, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells everything that he has and buys that field. Matthew 13, 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and he sold all that he had and bought it. And this, Matthew 6, 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So, telling people in the year 96 that there's 200 million horsemen that are following these angel hair baddies here does exactly the same thing that Jesus did, causing people to look within to see whether or not you have the faith to believe God at his word. Do you? If you have the faith, then believe God at his word. If not, then you do what this rich young ruler did we just looked at. You walk away gloomy. Gloomy because Jesus instructed you to do something or you were unwilling to do. Gloomy because of your own idol, maybe. By the way, we'll close out here today on Friday with this. What is Jesus instructing you to believe? What is Jesus instructing you to do? And what is the Lord Jesus instructing you to believe today? Something which you need to just believe by faith without seeing the results. Is it a job? Is it a new place to live? Is it a great deliverance from a sin that's been dogging you? Now, let's wrap up this. You know, one last encouragement here. We read in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes, "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it." Let me encourage you, believe God at his word. And what's he calling you to do? Let me encourage you, and let me encourage you to do what he says. Believe God at his word. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Believe God at his word. Now here's the last two verses here. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues, they did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries. Greek word pharmakia. I believe this is talking prophetically about pharmaceutical drugs. They did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or of their thefts. We'll pick it up right there. Let's pick it up here with pharmaceutical drugs on our next program here. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.